Hello, my name is Tom Wiseau. It's a Menominee name. Wiseau means one who stands firm. I've had a complicated childhood that was exacerbated by certain economic realities. We were poor. We had to move around a lot looking for work. We had a large family, including in-laws, children, and shirt-tail relations. My grandparents often had 15 to 20 people to feed at dinner time. Obtaining food was a full-time occupation. I was born on a Menominee reservation in northern Wisconsin and spent several years living there, most notably in the Indian Service Jail building with my grandparents, which they had converted into a home. I also spent many years moving among major urban areas like Green Bay, Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, and finally Kansas. I have lived in Kansas for 25 years, and I consider it my home. My book, Good Seeds, Menominee Indian Food Memoir, published by Wisconsin Historical Society Press, is a collection of recipes and stories about wild indigenous foods from my childhood, the 1950s and 1960s. I spent most of this time on the Menominee Reservation. Although certain ceremonial and political aspects of res life are well documented from the late 1800s, little is written about home life. My book addresses those family moments. I dedicated this book to my grandparents who were traditional and both had grudgingly accepted some assimilation. Good Seeds is unique because recipes all relate to people I knew and people are stories. We can't help ourselves. We want to share stories and food with friends. Like many people in Kansas, my grandparents put up fruit and vegetables for the winter. We encountered wildlife, and the following excerpt from my book is my true bear story. Bears and apples would not appear to go together, but they do. We went apple picking at the orchards where the Wolf River washed around the bends and eroded small caves. In the autumn season, bears like to den in these caves because they also like to harvest the nearby apples. When we went apple picking, it didn't matter that bears were around because they did not go after the same kind of apple we wanted. The bear selected fermented apples, too rotten for us. The alcohol-laden food must have appealed to them because they ate to excess. Drunken bears are not hard to identify. They stagger. They roll on the ground with blissful smiles. They slur their growls. Some of the people from the Department of Natural Resources used to say that the bears ate rotten apples only because of the grubs and other protein in them, but this was not true. They ate fermented apples like we would drink apple beer, and they seemed to enjoy themselves until they passed out. We never bothered them. Family stories about bears and apples and wild edibles like milkweed, plums, and blackberries will live on. Children will learn how to do things, how to survive. This is universal to all people. They will enter Menominee heaven, food, drink, and friends with whom to share stories and some laughs.
You'll find more about Tom's book, Good Seeds, a Menominee Indian Food Memoir, by clicking Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.